going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Now it's time for three good things.
One, two, three.
Tell me something good.
On March 1st, 1872, Congress established an area of Montana and Wyoming. They called it a, quote, public park or pleasuring ground for the benefit and enjoyment of the people. Yellowstone was the world's first national park, and it sparked a worldwide movement. Today, more than 100 countries have national parks. The U.S. has 63, and I'm sure you can rattle off a few of them. The Grand Canyon, the Badlands, Crater Lake, Death Valley, the Everglades, the Redwood Forest, Joshua Tree. This is, in fact, National Park Week. So I thought it a good time to explore a few of the lesser-known ones and celebrate the system in general. It's taken a few financial hits lately. I told you Yellowstone's the oldest national park. The youngest is the New River Gorge in West Virginia. It was named one in 2020, but there's nothing new about it. It's one of the oldest rivers in the world, famous for its whitewater rafting, and it's the only national park in the U.S. that allows hunting. Why? Here's former Superintendent Lizzie Watts.
Because it's a traditional use. The Southern Appalachians are a very unique culture, and these mountains are very unique, but people have been hunting here forever. So when they were trying to figure out what we really should be when we grew up, allowing people to keep those traditional uses, and hunting's one of them, was really important.
The smallest national park is the one in our backyard. The Gateway Arch was only just named a national park in 2018. It's a smidge under 193 acres, a tribute to the Lewis and Clark expedition described here in a 1965 documentary after the arch was built.
They toiled westward on the sun's path, and by strength and skill and valor, they rolled the unknown back before them. The continent was crossed. The Republic had reached its farthest frontier. Meriwether Lewis's dream had come true.
Now for the largest national park. It's a doozy. Alaska's Wrangell-St. Elias contains an active volcano, 9 of the 16 highest peaks in America, and countless glaciers. It's more than 13 million acres. How big is that? Here's CBS's Jeff Glore.
It may not be as famous as other attractions, but Wrangell-St. Elias National Park is larger than Yellowstone, Yosemite, and Switzerland combined.
That's some perspective. But Wrangell-St. Elias isn't the northernmost national park. That's the appropriately named Gates of the Arctic. It is pure wilderness, man. There are no roads. It's entirely north of the Arctic Circle, and almost no one goes there. It's the least visited national park by a long shot. But somehow, still, 11,000 people a year show up. By bush plane or bushwhacking, I don't know. The most visited national park, by a long shot, is the Great Smoky Mountains in Tennessee and North Carolina. About 12 million people take in that one along the Appalachian Trail. Can you guess the southernmost national park? It's American Samoa in the South Pacific. It protects coral reefs, rainforests, volcanoes, and white beaches. I must go there sometime.
In Samoa, the land is held sacred and cannot be bought or sold, but shared with one's family and passed on to one's children. The United States government respects this. Samoan families leased their land to the U.S. Park Service with the assurance that their precious wilderness will be protected from the ravages of today's technological civilization.
There's another island chain among the national parks, the Dry Tortugas of the Florida Keys. They're home to a Civil War-era fort that's the largest masonry structure in the Americas. On Lake Superior, there's Isle Royale, consisting of about 400 islands, surrounded by many, many shipwrecks. Some other notables, Kentucky's Mammoth Cave is the world's longest known cave system. A lot of bats in there. Colorado's Mesa Verde is pretty old. The cliff dwellings built by the ancestral Puebloan people go back well over 1,000 years. Here's CBS's Nancy Chen.
The first permanent homes were built in the 500s, but according to Pueblo oral stories, their history goes back much earlier.
I'm going to tell you they've been here forever.
Mesa Verde is a very special place.
Yes, it is, because it's still alive.
And so is the 153-year-old national park system. The American people know its value and will fight to protect these parks. There's too much history, too much beauty, and too much to preserve to accept anything less. And that's three good things.
Hey, was that a rhinoceros? The park ranger said, of course it was. One of the last left in the wild, and the wild was 1,000 miles.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. That it's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads. We got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.